इत्यस्य मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु कश्चित् अतति सिद्धये शततामपि सिद्धानां कश्चिन् मां वेति तत्त्वतः. इस् इस् औट् आफ् थौसण्ड्स् आफ् पीपल् वन् एण्डेवर्स् इन् द पात् आफ् स्पिरिचुवल् लैफ् पर्फेक्षन् अण्ड् औट् आफ् दोस् हू इवन् एण्डेवर् इन् दोस् थौसण्ड् पीपल् इवन् दट् थौसण्ड्स् आफ् वन् सच् पीपल् ओन्ली वन् आफ् दम् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्स् मी इन् ट्रूत् इस् एस् विच् मीन्स् औट् आफ् थौसण्ड्स् आफ् पीपल् वन् मे वाण्ट् नो अबौट् ब्रह्मन् or Paramatma or Bhagavan. So out of that, several thousands of such people, only one understands Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and comes to the right conclusion that surrendering to Krishna and serving Him is the ultimate goal of life. And such a person is very, very rare, Krishna says, Samahatma Sudurlabha. So when one is living in the society of devotees, one should understand the rarity and value of devotees and develop an internal respect for devotees. If one is unable to respect devotees even externally and is offensive and blasphemous towards them, it is a sign of poverty of the heart. Just like a sick person's disease is apparent, easily seen by symptoms. Similarly, a poverty-stricken person's symptoms are seen by his poverty. In the same manner, if one is unable to respect devotees internally, then one can also not respect them externally. Just like dealing with fire is very valuable for cooking purposes. It is very useful. At the same time, the very same fire can be the cause of destruction. Similarly, living in a community of devotees is greatly beneficial to elevate one to the pure spiritual consciousness, to return to the spiritual world. But at the same time, the very same Sangha of devotees will burn us and destroy us if we disrespect devotees, if we take them very cheaply. That is why the first offense against the holy name is declared that one who offends a devotee of the Lord, he cannot chant the holy name. It's not possible. Our lack of taste has a connection to these kind of things. So it's better that one take a note of how do I respect the devotees while living in the society of devotees. And unless one internalizes one's consciousness in understanding these things, millions of lifetimes of devotional service will all go in vain. If one is ignorantly, blindly, doing devotional service with no proper substance and understanding. That is why amongst the 10 offenses, the very first offense is said that one should not offend or blaspheme a devotee of the Lord. So it's a great challenge while living in the company of devotees, because we have lived in the outside world and we have come here. Again, while living in the society of devotees, we may behave in the same way. So this first offense gives a warning for us to be cautious while dealing with devotees, understanding them to be much different people, as Krishna says, ye janaha pariyupasate. That means Krishna is referring to devotees very pinpointedly. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kadayantasya malmityam tushyanti charamanti charam ananya chintayantam ye janaha pariyupasate. Then he says, tesham satate yuktana bhajitam priti purvakam. Again and again, repeatedly, Krishna is referring to those people who are actually devotees. So if one does not take note of these verses of Krishna and treats devotees like treating materialistic people, then one is inviting danger. And that leads to terrible offense against the holy name, and he does not allow us to chant well. Let's pray that while living in the society of Vaishnavas, we always develop an internal respect for them from a distance, so that when we come near them, we will be able to bow down at their feet with all respects. Hari Nam Prabhu Ki.